Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Yay! Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And it is the Fun Drive, and we're creating positive change in the world here with Surya Devi, today's lovely musical guest. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's the number to call if you want to make a pledge? 604-822-8648. We're going to be putting out that number a gazillion times over the next hour. We're going to be playing some songs. Surya might do a romance angel card reading for me on the air, and she's actually generously giving away a 30-minute angel card reading over the phone to anyone, the first person who donates $15 or more right now, which is like super, normally you charge like $100 an hour or something, right? So this is a super good deal. The first person to call in, 604-822-8648 and donate $15 or more. We'll talk about it more. We've got lots of prizes and gifts. Opus Hotel in Yale Town has donated a one-night stay for one lucky listener. So anyone who donates $15 or more, I'm going to put their name into a draw. And then next week, you have to have already paid your pledge to make sure you get in the draw. And then I'll draw the winner next week on the show. And I'll have a witness here because I know I have lots of friends who are going to be in the pod. And I want to make sure it's all like, you know, above board. So that's a $385 value in a really nice swanky room in Yale Town. And My Yoga Online is giving away some one-month memberships. Anyone who donates $15 or more is going to get hooked up with My Yoga Online membership. And the great thing about that is wherever you are, there's more than 190 already been donated. $30 was donated earlier.
Wow.
We've got
angels
totals. Yeah.
Fast.
We've got free pledges already. So far, the show total, I think, is $131.90. Yay. So, yeah, donate 604-822-8648. Oh, yeah. And also, so many gifts, plus all the CITR swag. It gets really complicated. I went to, you're looking at this like, what is this? It's a sprouting, it's a Get Sprouting jar. I went to the wellness show a couple weeks ago, and ooh, I've been making sprouts in my kitchen ever since. And I ordered a bunch from their website, and I asked if they wanted to donate. And so this is like a starter kit. It's a jar. You can grow it in your kitchen in a jar. And then it comes with like two screens. And then you basically, like, you soak the sprouts for a couple hours and you drain them. And then a couple times a day, you, like, rinse them and drain them out again. And then sprouts grow in your house.
I know. It's so cool.
Oh, you do it already?
Yeah.
Cool.
And not a lot, but I have friends that it's on my to-do list. Right now, I'm on a kombucha making mission. Do you know kombucha?
Oh, gosh. I want to do that. I have kefir at home, but they're sad.
Oh, no, they're sad.
I haven't taken good care of
them. Those
are
both on my next list, but I have this, like, giant kombucha making operation going on.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's so fun.
Cool. Well, this is, yeah. So we're doing the sprouting jar. There's two of those available, $15 or more. We're starting anything to start, like, getting gifts and prizes. Donations start at $15. If you want a CITR, Friends of CITR card, then pledges for that start at $30. If you want a t-shirt, that starts at $75. And then there's $101.90, there's $175. And if you want double everything prize pack, plus you want your name on the wall of the new station in the Student Union building in 2014, if you've got some mucho dinero, $1,000 will get you, like, on the wall forever.
You want to be on the wall.
Immortalized on the CITR wall of fame. So yeah, for just $1,000 forever and ever, you'll be up there. So 604-822-8648. And yeah, so donate. And what do you want to start with a song or?
Sure.
It's so good to see you. Like, update me on where you've been since the last time I saw you. You hung out with Nardwar.
I hung out with Nardwar.
The human serviette.
Which was like an epic moment of my life because, you know, Nardwar. Everyone knows Nardwar. I've known Nardwar since I was like a punk rock teenager, like back in the day. And he was like this cool guy when I was like in the punk scene. And then I was at a show at Fortune Sound Club. And we were like backstage underneath and he was there. there. And I was like, Nardwar. And he was more exciting to me than, I can't even remember who these rappers from New York were. All I could think about was Nardwar. So and then funny. I was like telling everyone, and then like a lot of people didn't know who he was. And I was like, how can you not know Nardwar? Like, he's just
as famous. He even was on Much Music, like, when, a while back.
I know. I don't know. Some of his interviews are so funny, especially when he interviews like Wyclef and Nas, I think it was, the rapper. Like, Nas looks like he's just looking at him like he doesn't know what.
Like, who like, are who you? Is
this guy? But then he knows everything and he goes and does his research and he digs out these like the most rare like little like LPs and records and like 7 inches and stuff like that. And people are like, where did you get this?
He's
and,
got like music OCD or something. He knows everything and he has no shame. He will ask you any question.
Anything.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I just really, Nardwar, if you're listening, I really want you to follow me on Twitter.
Aww.
More than anything. I have all these people that follow me on Twitter, but I really want Nardwar to follow me, please.
Aww. You should call him on his show.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally going to call him. I was tweeting him and I was like, please, because I was telling him about my yoga mixtape and I guess he thought that was cool. And then he was running around telling everyone, this girl made a yoga mixtape. What is a yoga mixtape? You know how he is. He's somebody, and his fashion style has not changed in...
Ever.
Ever.
No, I know. He's very unique. We love Nardwar.
We love Nardwar. So that was my exciting news. I got to hang out with Nardwar.
Yay. Cool. Okay, so we're going to play some music in just a moment. But some of the reasons... Okay, so let's talk about why you should donate to CITR. Independent radio. So everybody who has their own show, we're responsible for the content. There's no, like, in corporate radio, sometimes you have to be careful what you say because you might offend, like, an advertiser or something like that. And, you know.
you can say whatever you want here.
Yeah. Well, no F-bombs until after 10 o'clock at night, though.
Oh, okay.
I try to keep my potty mouth to a minimum unless I'm on Sexy in Van City and then I just let it all out.
Oh, I have a story about that. I'm actually on a hip hop album that's coming out soon. It's called The Vamanas Project, and it's super awesome. It's all these rappers from, they're all over the place. They're from all over North America. And one of them, we've been mixing the album, and one of them dropped the F-bomb pretty hard. And I, right away, I was like, censor that. And then he wasn't very excited. He wasn't very happy about that.
Aww.
Being censored. And then I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have. But I was like, I want it to be for the kids because it's all, they rap about like a lot of spiritual stuff, yoga and the sutras and stuff, but it's really cool. It's kind of like the Vedic Wu-Tang. Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, I want to hear that.
I will definitely send it to you when it's done. Yeah, cool. But that was pretty funny. I was like, I never censored anyone before and he'd never been censored anymore.
Aww.
Son of Saturn, I love you.
So if you want to contribute to independent radio, free speech, independent musicians, give us a call, 604-822-8648.
I have a question.
8648, yeah?
And I bet some of these people do too. What is Friends of CITR card? What does this get for you?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's a card. And you get you get discounts around town.
Oh, cool.
I have like one in my pocket and it's like a bunch of different ones. You can look on the website CITR.ca if you want to know all the friends of CITR. Or if you're a business and you want to become a friend of CITR, you can also sign up for that. And it's like discounts from anywhere from, I guess, 5% to 20% or something, all around town at places that are fans and friends of the radio station.
Oh, nice.
So it's good. It's a discount card. And I think it costs like $30 or $20 or something if you were going to buy it. So you're basically like donating to us and you're getting one for free. If you donate $30 or more, you get a CITR Friends of card.
Nice.
Yeah. And everyone who's a member also, I think, gets one too. So it's a good deal. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yay. Okay. So 604-822-8648. Remember, anyone who donates $15 or more is going to get entered into a draw to win a one-night stay at Opus Hotel. Also, My Yoga Online is giving away one-month memberships to everyone who donates $15 or more. Well, I've only got 10 of those, so you've got to be like snippity-snap and get on that. And you'll also be entered into a draw to win, for the chance to win, an annual membership to My Yoga Online. And so if you're listening from anywhere in the world, you can do that because it's online. That's the beauty of it. So,
and if you're listening from anywhere in the world, you could also claim your angel reading because I can do them over the phone or by Skype. So you can call me from Brazil or Mexico or anywhere you want. Cool. As long as you speak English.
Yay. And we have Sprouty starter kits. There's only two of those. I'm so excited about my Sprouties. I love them.
I think I might have to get the Sprout kit.
Yeah, they're good. And then I also have three books the first three people to claim it, it's just kind of like call in, make a pledge. There's Conscious Money by Patricia Aberdeen, Making Miracles, and Patience by Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's awesome. Do you know Dr. Bernie?
I do.
He's such a sweetie.
I don't know him, but I know him.
I was like talking to my therapist one day about like Bernie Siegel. She's like, oh my God, you know Bernie Siegel? He's like my hero. Yeah.
Has he been on the show?
Like two or three times. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He's awesome. I mean, I haven't met him in person, but mm-hmm. he's so sweet. Love him. Yeah. So I have a copy of that book. Okay. So let's play a song.
Okay.
Okay. What are you going to play?
Alrighty. I'm going to play you a song called, these headphones are kind of funny. I'm not sure how I feel about them.
You can take them off if you want.
I know.
822-8648, 604, 822-8648. Support the fun drive. We need your help. Yay.
Yay. We need fun. It's fun to support the fun drive.
It is fun.
That's our new motto.
And you can come down to the station and make friends with interesting people.
Yeah. There's a whole, I mean, I walked in here and she's like, oh, the green room is full of people. And it was literally full of people, and including a man who claims that he or one of his friends has mastered the chair dance.
I am full on chair dancer.
So if anyone wants to challenge this, we have the claim of the master of the chair dance. So I was like, I don't know about that. I've seen some pretty sweet chair dances in my life. Okay, this is a song called Ordinary Girl.
What about love? What about lust? And what about faith? And what about trust? Well, I've been meaning to ask you for some time just where it is we stand. 'Cause you know me, I like to play it cool and don't make big demands. No, no. What about time? What about space? What about forgiveness? What about grace? Well, these are questions I might like to ask when I'm in my bed at night. And I'm wondering if you'd answer me. I'm hoping that I might, 'cause I long to know you. I see inside our world, and I know you know me. And I'm no ordinary girl. No, I'm no ordinary girl. Settled for less, and now I want more. Been too many times the doormat when I should have shown the door. In the name of love, we lose ourselves and throw it all away. Well, it's a wonder we can keep up with these silly games we play. Oh, I long to know you. Oh, I do. Oh, I long to know you. Inside our world, and I know you know me, and I'm no ordinary girl. No, I'm no ordinary girl. Sometimes I have faith, and sometimes I falter. And it's those times when I sit silently in front of my dear altar and pray my desires will leave me forever, and that the pain of the past would disappear forever with this circle that I cast. Oh, I long to know you. I see inside our world, and I know you know me. And I'm no ordinary girl. No, I'm no ordinary girl. No, I'm no ordinary girl. No, I'm not no ordinary girl.
Mm. Yay!
Yay!
I love you, Saria.
I love you, Marie.
You're like my hero. Every time you're here, I remember I was listening to last year's fun drive, and I'm like, hey, you always make me so happy, and like, yeah. You're like one of my favorite people ever.
I remember Marina, when you remember we came in and did the angel readings?
Oh, yes. She does like some kind of flute or something, right?
No. That was Erin. But remember Marina and I came and did angel readings?
Okay.
Like 6 months ago, we came in the studio together and we did them.
Okay.
Before she and I were working together, one time she came to one of my shows and she was sitting in the front row exactly like you, clapping and smiling and going, there's angels all around you. There's angels all around you.
Remember the Tibetan thing where that weird guy that I was dating was there was all weird, and I was like so excited to see you. That was weird.
What'd you get?
It's a book from, I don't know, I'll have to open it later. Mail.
She just got a present. Mail here. Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's something exciting. But there's nothing more exciting than Sprouts.
Sprouts are very exciting. And a night at the Opus Hotel would be pretty fun.
So that's like, is that kind of the grand prize for the whole...
Yeah, for Synchronicity. So anyone who donates $15 or more, I'm going to enter your name into a draw. Obviously, you've got to be like in Vancouver or planning to be in Vancouver at some time.
It's pretty amazing. It's a pretty beautiful hotel.
Yeah, it's a $385 room for the night. Mm-hmm. Swanky. I think you even get to borrow an iPad for the evening or whatever. Gosh. I mean, if I'm going to be using the iPad if I'm spending the night at the Opus Hotel. I'm going to be like... You know.
Well, and there's a beautiful bar downstairs.
There
and like
is.
A restaurant.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. And I think all the rooms in there are slightly different, aren't they?
Well, it's a boutique hotel. Yeah. So, yeah, probably. I haven't stayed there before since
I've done
a
few different things and like filming some different stuff in the rooms. And I seem to remember that they're all slightly different, very unique.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, yeah, if you want to call 604-822-8648, you can get your name into the draw for that. Also, the first person to donate $15 or more right now is going to get a 30-minute angel card reading via phone with the lovely Surya Devi. Mm-hmm. And I have some Kindle versions of the book One Great Year. They were on a few weeks ago. That's a really good book, but you have to have Kindle. Otherwise, the file won't work, but I can send you that. There's also one pair of tickets up for grabs for a mediumship demonstration on April 26th in Richmond. So only one of that available. Just call in, and there are some really helpful people answering the phones, and they'll go over all the gifts and prizes that are available to you. And also the first two people who call in, Sprouties. They're organic. They're non-GMO.
Oh my gosh.
I love them.
I want to do it
they're
right
yummy.
Now.
It's so fun. It's
You're
exciting.
Like how I am about my kombucha because they're like these living things. It's like this living thing that's
growing.
It's
like a little pet.
Yeah.
That you get
totally
to
like
eat. You can eat your pet. Ew. That's terrible.
No, but I mean, it's like this. It's live,
it's
right?
It's love. And there's love in it. Mm-hmm. And then you get to eat it and then it grows more.
I know.
It's not like you eat it and then it's gone.
No.
Because it just keeps coming back.
I know. No, that's what the kombucha is like, too, because every time you make one batch, then the SCOBY, which is like the mushroomy thing that makes the kombucha, it makes another one. So
yes.
Every time you make one batch, you can make two.
And then you can share.
Yes. You can give them to all your
the
friends.
The SCOBY. I want a SCOBY.
Do you want one?
Please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
When you have, you know. Is that what's in there? No, that's B.
This is vitamin B that I added to this water. It's this funny yellow color, and people are like, what are you drinking? But it's vitamin B.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I'd known. I would have brought you a SCOBY. I'll bring it. My next batch, I think, finishes next week.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we have to get together sometime anyway. I never
know.
See you other than on the show.
I know.
But you're so wonderful, so.
You're so wonderful.
We have to
no,
have an
not
excuse
true.
To get together.
I saw
together.
You at something.
Oh, the Tibetan
thing. Yeah, the Tibetan thing that and then fun. Another thing, too. Some talk. I don't know.
Oh, were you? No.
It was like
the
Deepak
Making
Chopra
Miracle thing?
Oh, making
Deepak Chopra?
Yeah, or Wayne Dyer or something like
that.
Oh,
one of those, yeah.
One of those. You're too. Marie's so busy. She has such a busy social life. She can't even keep track of what she's doing.
I don't know. Yeah. Deepak, Wayne, I don't know.
Deepak, Wayne, I don't know.
They're all friends. They all know each other, so.
I know.
Okay, well, so give us a call, 604-822-8648. I'm getting a little bit demanding now. The phone hasn't rung, so give us a call. Come on. You can donate come in and donate in cash to pick up your gifts, or you can donate over the phone. You can get a tax receipt. You can also go online, citr.ca/donate. You'll only get a tax receipt for that. There's no gifts and prizes, but like if you're listening from India or somewhere, because we do have listeners all over the world,
all over,
India,
right?
China, like everywhere. So if you're listening from there, I don't know if a tax receipt will do you any good, but I mean, even if it's just like $5, just so you can have like a little piece of like heavenly radio. I mean, it's part, we're all a community and you're contributing to.
I know. Like, you know what I'd like to start? Or I don't know if someone started this yet, or maybe they've thought about it. I don't quite have the organizational capacities to pull this off, but like to start some kind of a network of people that would go up into the millions and millions so that when people need fundraising, people can just donate small amounts, like $10, $5, and then have the money distributed in a way that they would be able to, you know, they could join some kind of a thing and they would pledge that they would donate. Like, could you imagine if you could get 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 10 million people that would pledge to donate $5 to $10 a month, and then different organizations patients would contract that organization, and then like everybody could raise their money.
It's called crowdfunding, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, it's like we have numbers now. We have 7 billion people on the planet, and especially in North America, like a lot of people, you know, anywhere from even $50 a month, $100 a month, but even like $5 or $10, if you have enough people, can make a huge difference.
Exactly.
It's just gathering those people and having, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and just, you know, you don't have to feel like you have to donate enough to get a gift. I mean, we want to thank you and give you gifts and prizes for your donation. But even, yeah, like $2, $5, whatever you
let's
can donate.
Let's an angel card. Let's okay, ask, yeah. Let's ask the angels what they think about this whole thing. But didn't we get some money coming in at the beginning there?
Yeah, Michael donated $30.
Yay,
and
Michael.
Yay!
Archangel Michael.
And Scott donated $101.90. And he's going to get a teal t-shirt of the 75th anniversary Radioversary t-shirt, plus a Pop Alliance LP and a 30 years of Discorder calendar and a Friends of CITR card. Plus he's going to be entered into the draw to take his, I don't know, his person to
the Opus,
his lady friend, his girlfriend, I don't know, to Opus Hotel and My Yoga Online membership. And yeah, it's a pretty sweet deal.
Wow.
So 822-8648. And, you know, we're actually, we need more of these boards.
Oh.
What the hell are these called? The mixers?
Mixing? Yeah, mixing boards.
We need like two of them. Broadcast boards. We need one for in here. And then we need another one for in the other room. And then they will be moved to the new station too.
So what's up with the new station?
They're building a new student union building.
I know, it's crazy.
2014.
You almost can't even get in here.
It's actually, just like, one of the structural engineers is my neighbor.
Oh.
So it's kind of interesting. But yeah, there, and it's going to be awesome. And it's going to have like a garage door thing so we can have like open concerts.
Oh, fun.
It's going to be super wicked.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yay.
But we need donations so we can keep the station running.
Yes.
604-822-8648.
Maybe there's someone out there who's like listening and wants to donate like the whole thing. $30,000.
$30,000.
$30,000 would make you a living saint. I'm sure you could get more than your name on the wall. You could get your own wall.
Yeah.
We'll find someone to paint a mural of you on a whole wall. Isn't that what you've always wanted? Okay, here's the angel card.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Ta-da!
So tell us about this card.
Well, it just means that it just means perfect timing. So I'm thinking somebody's going to call with the perfect donation just any minute now because the angels say so.
They do.
So yeah, just perfect timing. This is a very auspicious card because it just means that it's the right, the timing is right for everything. So just go ahead and do it. You know, don't delay because you know sometimes when we're like manifesting or creating something and we're like all ready to go and then our mind gets involved and we change our mind or we change, you know. I see a lot of people, like a lot of clients who are like that. They're like, I planned this big thing and now I'm changing my mind. I'm like, yeah, of course, because that's what the mind does, you know.
Because the fear sets in and
exactly.
The doubt and yeah, just pick up the phone, pledge.
Don't be scared. We don't bite.
Well, sometimes I do.
Well, I don't know about this girl. Marie's going to get her own, we're going to get Marie her own, I don't know what, reality dating show.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like you're ready for another song.
Yeah.
822-8648, 604-822-8648, and I'm going to go check on the pledges while you are playing the song.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to play a song called Precious Heart.
Yay.
Hey, baby, don't be sad, 'cause I say all the wrong things sometimes. Hey, baby, don't you worry now, because your heart is a perfect match to mine. I never mean to hurt you ever. They say I'm wise, but I should know better. And I see how you shine. Please forgive me, 'cause sometimes I feel lonely. Oh, I seem strong, but sometimes I'm afraid. Please forgive me, because I am the sun, and sometimes I burn, and you need to find the shade. But we've got it made. We've got it made. Hey, love, don't be mad, because I never mean to let you down. Hey, love,
don't you worry now. Don't let the stories go round and around. Just remember that we all make mistakes. Oh, but the ones who are truly great are the ones who can learn to leave the past behind. And please forgive me, 'cause sometimes I feel lonely. Oh, I seem strong, but sometimes I'm afraid. Please forgive me, because I am the sun, and sometimes I burn, and you need to find the shade. But we've got it made. We've got it made. Oh, there are highs, there are lows, but in the end, God only knows what will become and what will be. So, dear one, surrender to the mystery of. Oh, God bless your precious heart. God bless your precious heart. Oh, God bless your precious heart. God bless your precious heart. Oh, oh. Please forgive me, 'cause sometimes I feel lonely. Oh, I seem strong, but sometimes I'm afraid. Please forgive me, because I am the sun, and sometimes I burn, and you need to find the shade. But we've got it made. We've got it made. Oh, yeah. God bless your precious heart. God bless your precious heart. Oh, God bless your precious heart. God bless your precious heart.
Oh, 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 oh. Yay! What was that song called?
Precious Heart.
Precious Heart, I figured. And what was the one before that?
The one, Ordinary Girl.
Precious Heart. And Ordinary, I'm updating the playlist, which you can get at CITR.ca. Oh, sweet. Ordinary.
I wish you could
girl.
See Marie dancing.
Chair dance. See, chair I'm serious chair dancing competition, yo.
Serious.
Yeah.
It's pretty serious. I know, that's why everyone's ears perked up in the room, like this room full of people, and he's like, oh, I don't know if he said it was him or it was his friend. I was
big
like, I
talker.
Don't know. We need to have a chair, maybe next year, fundraising idea, chair dancing Olympics.
I love it. Oh,
seriously,
my God.
Has it been done before?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's awesome.
CITR could be the first, the host of the first.
Yeah, you could be like, oh, you can totally DJ the event.
Totally. Or I can be one of the judges, but I'll be like, it'll be like American Idol, but I don't want to be Simon. We got Nardwuar will
You're
be
terrible.
Simon. Nardwuar will be Simon. You. No, I'm more like, I'll be like the nice
island.
Judge.
Sweet.
You're off the island. Totally. You're out of chair dancing.
Okay, so the reason, 604-822-8648. Oh! Here's the thing. You can donate like any time during the funding drive, mm-hmm. but if you want to get in on chance to win these awesome prizes, now is the time. Because mm-hmm. if you don't get your name in before the end of the hour, you're out of luck for your chance to win a one-night stay at Opus Hotel. Mm-hmm. Anyone who donates $15 or more is going to get entered into that draw. I'm going to be doing the draw next Monday on the show. That's a $385 value in a swanky hotel. Yeah, really nice. I totally would love to go and have a party there, or, you know, it would be a good way to impress a date or something, mm-hmm. or an anniversary evening or something. It's a weekend night. Also, yoga memberships, My Yoga Online, a pair of tickets to a mediumship demonstration on April 26th. There's Kindle versions of One Great Year. I've got three books here. I've got the Sprouty prizes. Just give us a call, 604-822-8648, and you can talk to one of the lovely people who are manning the phones, and they'll tell you more about all the gifts and prizes, plus the CITR swag like t-shirts and your chance to have your name up on the wall if you want to be a super big donor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always love those. So 604-822-8648. And again, you've got to do that. There's only half an hour left in the show. So everyone who wants gifts and prizes, you got to do it now. But you can always call anytime throughout the funding drive and donate to the show, or go online at citr.ca/donate. So one of the reasons that you should call in and donate to the show is that every hour of live broadcasting costs $28. And this is a community station, so we get some of our money from UBC student fees, but a lot of it is through the community. And, you know, I mean, we serve more than just UBC. We serve the community. The people who have shows here are students and members of the community. You, if you're listening, could come down to the station, become a member, learn how to use all the equipment, and you could, like, volunteer doing events and get into shows for free, or you could get your own show. So it's, like, super community-based. It's real. It's not all fake. I mean, even our news is, like, real and non-sensationalized and
non-censored.
We don't have the whole if it bleeds it leads mentality. Each show costs $2,100 a year.
Wow.
To host. So we do need your help to, and this show has been going on for almost, in May, it'll be 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, you know, I mean, if you've even heard one episode that has made a difference in your day, pick up the phone and donate, like $5 even, just whatever you can afford. 604-822-8648.
You look like you want to say something. How many listeners do you have on this show? Do you know?
I don't know, because we don't take part in, like, ratings and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But then there's also, like, online listeners, and there's people on iTunes, and, like, I get emails from people all over the world. Yeah. So there's lots of people listening. Yeah.
Where are all these people?
They should call in. 604.
What countries do you get?
822-8648. Ah, do it. Don't make me grouchy.
You grouchy?
They're calling. No.
Don't worry. They'll call.
They will. Even I know they will.
They're too entertained listening to us. They're riveted. They cannot step away from the the radio. They're like, what are they going to do next?
What is this crazy woman going to say next? So see, this is the thing. If you want to hear what I'm going to say next... you never know, because I have, like, no filter. I have the potty mouth filter, and that's about it. Like, I reveal stuff about myself.
You're very open. I'm one of the most open people that I know.
I'm a little too open.
That's how I can keep up to date with you, even though we don't always get to see each other, is because you're very open about what's going on in your life and what...
I'm a serious oversharer.
Yeah.
And if you...
What's your sign? Oh, you're a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you like to, like, know the latest goss, you know, you got to tune in to CITR, listen to Synchronicity, and if you want the show to still be on, then you got to donate, because it costs some
spiritual gossip, okay. And I almost don't want to repeat it, because it is gossip, but I also don't think it's true.
Oh.
Well, I don't know, maybe she's... Somebody told me the other day that I can't remember who it was, one of the spiritual teachers from The Secret or something like that, got up on stage in one of his things and says that the Dalai Lama is on antidepressants.
Really?
And he swears that he knows, and I like enough to, like, in front of, it's one of the guys from Secret, and I guess he has quite a big, and I was like, I don't buy it.
Which one? Was it the guy that killed all those people?
What? Somebody killed all these people?
Well, I mean, he didn't, like, murder them. He had some kind of sweat lodge, and they, like, a few people died,
and he's
in, like, prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of it.
Wow, this is some serious spiritual gossip here.
I know, right?
Wow, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I think I heard... Oh, maybe I did hear about that.
It was a few years ago.
Right.
But he's in prison now. Like, it was a long trial and everything. And, well, I think he's still in prison. I don't know. Last I saw on Facebook, he was in prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it feels really bad. Obviously, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, but there's a certain, I guess, responsibility that takes place. And sweat lodges do get really hot. Have you been in one before?
I don't like the heat.
No, of course you don't. You're a Leo.
Baby, yeah.
You're a Leo. You don't need any more fire.
I know. I'm already fiery enough.
No, you need... Hey, what are they doing with the pool, by the way?
The swimming pool.
Are they covering it over? It looks like they're covering it.
I don't know.
I don't know. Big news around UBC. What are they doing with the pool?
There's always stuff happening at UBC. Yeah. But 604-822-8648. We are a voice for the economically, socially, and politically disadvantaged.
Yes.
And many of us hosts are also economically, socially, and politically disadvantaged. So contribute to the station, 604-822-8648. Lots of gifts and prizes. Thank you to Opus Hotel. Thank you to Mums Sprouts.
Sprouting jars. How can you not want a sprouting jar? I love my sprouts. I'm like petting them now.
I know. She's literally petting the jar of sprouts. She's like cuddling with them right now. I always say that we need a camera in here. Every time I'm here, I'm like, we need this. There needs to be like the synchronicity cam.
Yeah, the live webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally. Ooh, if you donate enough money to the station, maybe we could like get that.
Totally.
A live.
I'm just so surprised somebody doesn't want their own wall. I'm seeing a mural. I'm seeing like, you know.
Yeah.
Your big chance.
Sweet. Yeah, we're trying. We want to raise $30,000. So far, we've raised close to $9,000, I think. We haven't updated this one.
Yeah.
The total here is $8,468.60. So let's like make a goal of like $9,000 by the end of the hour. Yeah. 604-822-8648. 604-822-8648. Do you want to play a song or do you want to do... Do you want to give me like a mini reading?
I do, but I want to sing a song first because I was like, what am I going to sing next? And my angel said, just wait. And now, do you want to sing with me?
Is it Order to the Chaos?
No. Well, we could sing that at the end. Well, I thought we could sing the Green Tara Mantra because she removes obstacles. It's okay. We'll do call and response. So I'll sing and then you respond. Do you feel comfortable with that?
Okay. But my throat's a little scratchy today, but I'll do my best.
But you're a good singer.
Thank you.
I wouldn't get you to sing on the air unless I thought you were a good singer. And I do. Every time I come, she always sings along. We have a duet at the end. So Green Tara Mantra. Green Tara is one of the deities from Tibetan Buddhism. And she quickly... Well, someone just stuck their head in the door. I thought they were going to give us some really exciting news, like the person who wants their own mural has just called in.
Woohoo!
But no, she just made a face at the thing and took it away. So she's going to update the number for us. Green Tara is a Tibetan Buddhist deity, and she removes obstacles quickly and swiftly. Okay. And she brings about prosperity and liberation.
Woo!
So let's see if she can help us today. So we'll do, this is like a kirtan style.
Okay.
So I'll call and then you respond, okay?
Hi.
Come on in. Hi.
Hello, Michael Kirion from Georgia, who already donated a call to show his support.
Aww, yay! Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, woo! Michael.
We love you. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, today so high.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, today so high.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, today so high.
Woohoo!
Om Tare.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, today so high.
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 Together.
Om Tare, Tu Tare, today so high. 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 Om Tare, Tu Tare, today so high.
Om Tare, Tu Tare,
today so high.
today so high. Om tare, tu tare, 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 today so high.
That's so funny. See, where else? You could come here. You could come to the station right now, make a donation, sing on the air with Surya Devi, even if you're terrible, even if you have a horrible singing voice, come anyway, and we'll let you sing a song with us. 604-822-8648. We've just got like 15 minutes left in the show.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do some...
Okay, while you're shuffling and getting your cards all mm-hmm. angely and energized, I'm going to play an ad. We'll be back with more synchronicity, more fun drive Yahoo! In a moment.
March 8th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., CITR will celebrate International Women's Day with 12 hours of programming and music chosen by and featuring female-identified voices. Feminist artists and organizations will be highlighted as we challenge gender norms and play some killer tunes. This event also concludes CITR's 2013 Fun Drive. Your donations will help us support groups and voices that have been marginalized by the mainstream media. Submit your questions, suggestions, and testimonials at arts@citr.ca.
Jared, you better yell! Show me the money!
You're listening to the 2013 Fun Drive on 101.9 FM, CITR.
What are you listening to there? Oh, it's an ad. Oh, you don't have your headphones on. She can't hear it. Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're joined by the lovely and amazing Surya Devi, who is like, yay, sparkly musician and angel card reader. And you do like massage and everything. You do like everything, right?
Yeah. Not everything.
Well, not... Yeah, you do many different things. You're multi-talented.
Yes.
And she's here. Oh.
Oh, I'm just
that was Green Tara Mantra we just sang together,
Green
right?
Green Tara Mantra.
Love that. And so Surya's going to give me like a really short angel card reading just so you can get a sense for like what it would be like. She's actually donated a 30-minute angel card reading over the phone to the first person to call in right now and donate $15 or more. And then you're also going to be entered into a draw to win a one-night stay at Opus Hotel. And again, there's only 15 more minutes left. So if you want a chance for the one-night stay at Opus and the entered into the draw for the annual My Yoga Online membership, the Sprouty Jar, you got to call in the next 15 minutes.
Sprouty Jar. But the good news is...
$9,059.30. Yoo-hoo! So I don't know how many more days we have left, but we need to raise $30,000. And if we could like blow that out of the water, that'd be super fantastic too. So 604-822-8648.
We need a calculator, like $30,000 divided by $5.
How many people?
Would that be 6,000 people?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
It's Monday. I can't think about that.
6,000 people. Hello, math brain. 6,000 people could call in and give $5.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's just numbers, you know? People don't realize that, like, you know, $5 makes a difference.
It totally makes a difference.
Yeah.
$5, if everyone donated $5, yeah. Can you imagine if everyone who actually listens to CITR?
I know.
Which is, like, I don't know, at least, like, 14,000, 15,000 people a week.
Yeah.
Right? If everyone donated $5, we'd have like a whole buttload of money.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So if you're listening right now, pick up the phone and donate 604-822-8648.
Leo is coming out here. Your inner demanding Leo.
Okay. So
I ever tell you that I grew up with two Leos? I grew up in a lion's den.
Yeah.
Both my parents.
What is your sign?
Well, I'm a Virgo Libra. I'm September 21st, so I'm like, I'm a Virgo, but I'm also on the cusp of Libra, so that's why I'm a little like, airy fairy. Because Virgos can be very practical and very, and I'm not always so.
I have like a Libra, like moon or something.
Okay. Oh, that's why you're all about relationships.
I'm very, yeah.
Yeah, Libra is the sign of partnership, so that's why, it's probably your moon, because your moon is your inner self, so that's why your emotional self, so that's why the, you know, the desire for partnership is so, you know. That would make sense.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Leo. It's probably Leo Moon.
Okay.
That would make sense.
Cool.
Either or.
So you're doing... Okay, so this card deck is the romance deck because she knows I'm all, like, about the dating right now.
I know. I had to bring them. I was like... I just had this feeling. I'm like, I have to bring some cards and I got to bring the romance angel. Okay, so do you have a specific question?
Oh, God. No. No, I don't. I'm... Dating... Oh, man. I didn't want to get into the dating situation right now. But I'm curious to see.
Oh, okay. Well, these are all good cards. Okay, so the first card we pulled is the trust card. So the situation is calling for you to have faith. And now, of course, in any relationship, there's trust. And sometimes there's trust in the process of the universe, right? In the workings of the, you know, as human beings, generally, we're very impatient and we want everything like yesterday. You know, we want something now, especially women in relationships. A lot of my
clients. And Leos, yeah.
A lot of my clients and friends are women who are just dying for their soulmate. They're dying for a relationship. They're dying for, and I'm always like, and I hate it sometimes because they come in and, you know, I just know that they want me to tell them, hey, your soulmate's right around the corner, and I'm like, oh, it might be a while yet. But, you know, in the meantime, there's all these amazing things you can do, like work on yourself, just enjoy your life, because ultimately, I kind of believe usually our soulmates show up and relationships show up when we're not looking for them, because we've fulfilled some kind of a need inside of ourselves. Not to say we can't have fun dating and stuff, you know? So this is just trust. This one, it is safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all.
Okay, that's the hardest one, because I've had my heart broken so many times in the last 2 years. It's ridiculous. And so I'm kind of like, it's not because I'm sort of, I can't help but open my heart because it's just always open, but it kind of sucks because like I wish I could be one of those more closed people, because it's kind of scary to just be like,
I wonder if you have, do you have Cancer somewhere in your chart too?
No, but I'm like close to the cusp.
Okay.
So I have a lot of Cancer. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was just hearing, Cancer. So yeah, it's that, because Cancers are very emotional and very, but it's a good thing. I mean, I don't even know how you date personally. Like I could never date when I was single. I could never date because I was like, I just can't do it. I'm too sensitive. You know,
it is. But you know what? The more your heart gets broken, the tougher you become.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. You've become very resilient. Yes. And so to focus on that instead, and that actually that all of this dating and all of this has made you so much stronger.
Yeah.
And so to focus on that, because there's a nice mix in you of strength and also softness as well, which is very goddess-like. You know, the goddess is very strong and fierce, but in a very kind of soft way. Mm-hmm. So that's good. And then this is a very good card. Very soon. But it says here, clearly decide what you want so it comes to you now. So this is often a problem, right? We don't know what we want.
Well, I do know what I want, but then there's so many things that I want.
Right.
Right? Like, okay, there's this one
I was kind of giggling to myself when you said you got your heart broken so many times. I'm like, well, because the probability factor there is like that there's so much dating going on, right? So there's so much potential there for broken hearts.
Yeah.
If you only date one person, one broken heart.
I know. Well, there's like one person that I'm seeing who's sort of like the most interesting to me right now. Mm-hmm. But then I have to admit, like, you know, I was out dancing the other night and I was dancing with all these guys and it was so fun. It's so sort of like, I mean, I want to be in that forever type of relationship, but then that means that I can't like
be,
not that I would like hook up with someone at a bar or whatever, but like it's just fun to be out and like flirting and playful. I guess you can still sort of be that on some level when you're in a relationship, but you have to sort
your ultimate or your next like very substantial partnership is very much going to come out of left field.
Yeah,
it's going to like really catch you by surprise and just kind of come along. You're not going to look for it. It's not going to, you know, it's just kind of going to find you, and it's going to be very magical, and it's going to fulfill all of those needs that you're looking for, so that you won't find that, because it's true, you can still have fun and stuff, but when you're in a relationship with someone that you really care about, you often don't think about those things. It becomes very, you know, you just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so you wouldn't even think about it. But it doesn't mean, you know, you would still have freedom to, obviously, if that's your character. You would still have the freedom to. You probably couldn't be with someone who's very possessive because that would make you feel very smushed and very, you know, that wouldn't be fun for you.
No.
So, but this is interesting. So the retreat card has also come up here again, too. So you might want to spend some time doing some inner work on, you know, cultivating our inner landscape is something that we can never go wrong with, especially in relationships, because if we don't look at all of our stuff, and not to say that we have to heal everything, but at least if we know what we're dealing with,
yeah,
then we can, you know, we go into something knowing, okay, this is my stuff. This is, you know, at least we know it. It doesn't have to be healed, but at least when it comes up, we're like, yeah, that's that again. Okay, yeah.
So we're not projecting it on someone else being like, you're the cause of this. It's like, no, it's
yeah, because stuff. Don't forget the other person always has their own set of wounds yeah. too. And like so many people are like, I've had a broken heart. I'm like, find me one person on this earth who hasn't had a broken heart, you know, at some yeah. point. Everyone has. It's just, it's one of the biggest lessons that we can learn here. And there's, like you said, there's so much growth that comes out of it, you know?
There is. I mean, it hurts, but it's like, yeah, it's like building, you know, when you go to the gym and you like tear your muscles and then they grow, right?
Yeah.
Like that's sort of the love muscle. One of the love muscles.
okay.
So if you want to hear more of my filthy mind, we got to keep this this show going. Give us a call, 604-822-8648. It costs $28 an hour to keep a show going here on the community radio. So give us a call donate.
It costs $400 to keep Marie going.
Yeah. Hey, big spend on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want those like big donations, but even $5 is great. And 604-822-8648. So Suri is doing a angel card reading for me right now with the romance deck, and she's actually going to give away a 30-minute angel card reading to one lucky person who donates $15 or more. And it's like normally you charge like $100 an hour. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty good deal.
It's a very good deal.
And you can get this from anywhere in the world, because if you provide your phone number, she'll call you and arrange it with you. So call right now. 604-822-8648 and donate. What's the next card?
Okay, I pulled two cards. Very interesting. Attraction. So you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So that is, you know, our basic spiritual teaching. Which
I'm
is
worried about reconciliate. What does that mean? I don't want to date an ex.
You know what? My experience with this card is, because that card's come up for me too, and I'm like, oh no, I'm the same way too. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm going back there. But what it often means is that what I've noticed in my own personal life when I see this card is there's a healing coming up with somebody.
Okay.
So yeah, so somebody, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get back together with them, but maybe a situation might come up for healing, whether directly with that person or just within yourself.
Okay.
That's what I've noticed when that card came out, because I was just like, what the heck? Yeah, like, you know, like, I was like, that would come up for me too, and I'm like, no. And then a situation would arise where, you know, someone I dated or somebody, you know, something would happen where there was a, you know, some kind of a healing there.
Okay, cool.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. they're saying, what do you want?
What do you want?
Yeah.
I want. Do you want to know?
Yeah, they want to declare it to the air.
I want a relationship that's going to last forever. I want us both to be able to grow and support each other in
our
life.
Do you want to qualify forever?
Missions?
Well, because the soul journey is very long.
Okay, for this lifetime. For this lifetime, ideally. I mean, if it doesn't last, like whatever. Stuff happens, right? I want lots of hot sex daily. I want... It has to be passionate. And, yeah, I mean, just, like, companionship and fun and laughter and love and... support, like mutual support. I want to be able to inspire my partner and have him inspire me and just be that like safe haven at the end of the day where, you know, we're out in the world being our brightest, amazing selves, and then we come back and we like recharge each other. And yeah, hello, Chris Riffick is coming in ready Yay! For his show. Oh my God, we're gonna be
do you want an angel card reading too?
That's okay.
So we've only got like 5 minutes left in the show. 604-822-8648.
Here's your last card.
What is it?
Worth waiting for.
Aww.
Divine timing is at work in your love life.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, he's coming out of left field.
Okay.
I see tall, dark, and handsome. Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, cool. We like that.
I like it. All right, so 604-822-8648. Do you want to do one more song?
Sure, do we have time for one more song?
Well, we have 5 minutes.
Okay. What am I going to sing? Should we sing another duet?
Sure.
What should we sing?
Well, I don't know. What's of your songs do I know? I haven't. I always get screwed up with the harmony. I love harmony.
Should we sing Order to the Chaos?
And start? I love Order to the Chaos, but I always screw
You've
it
already
up.
Heard us sing this like 8 times.
No, but I've heard a song. You always play this song. Is that your song?
That's my song.
It's a lovely song.
Thank you, but she knows all the words.
She hasn't even sing again. Okay, so 604-822-8648. 604-822-8648. Keep CITR going. Donate, donate, donate. All throughout the funding drive. We love you so much.
Oh, this life, it is a mystery to me. I want to believe in the things I cannot see, but my fate sometimes it wavers, and I'm left out in the cold. I want to become wiser, but I'm scared of growing old. Oh, is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos? Will I ever understand? Oh, is there order to this chaos? Tell me, is there order to this chaos? Is it a riddle or is it a plan? Is there a plan? Is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos? Will I ever understand? Oh, is there order to this chaos? Tell me, is there order to this chaos? Is it a riddle or is it a plan? Is there a plan? Music to my ears. When the mind is finally silent, he can see through all its fears that they truly are illusions, like the great ones always say. The Mahatmas who are everywhere, they never go away. Is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos?
Chair dancing.
Will I ever understand? Oh, is there order to this chaos? Tell me, is there order to this chaos? Is it a riddle or is it a plan? And is there a map, a blueprint to guide? Or is this just some crazy wave I ride? Show me the way, is it all in my hand? I don't understand. I don't understand. Or is it all in my head?
Oh. Yay! I love that.
Do you have two hosts singing along
and
in
sweet
the studio?
Chair dancing.
Yeah, it's sweet harmony. I don't know if you could hear him, but he was rocking it. And Marie's chair dancing, like
Namaste.
Namaste. We love you.
Namaste.
love you. 604-822-8648. I'll hang out for a couple minutes after the show. If you want to call in and donate and ask me about the plan, the prizes and everything. Surya Devi, love you so much. Thank you coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Stay tuned for Parts Unknown. Chris Horrific is right here, and he was singing in the background.
Yay. He was, and he's a great terrific. Singer, too.
He's Chris Horrific.
We're going to start a CITR choir.
Sweet. That would be fun. I want to do it. Okay, so 604-822-8648, and we love you so much. Please do donate. Donate, donate, donate. And, come keep listening. Come to the station. Donate. Get involved. And 822-8648. Love you so much. Have a wonderful week. Be well. Namaste.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.